Pickup skirt tutorial. Today I'm going to show you how to make a pickup skirt. I've recently become hooked with these. The pickup skirt is my favorite. They're not only beautiful, but they're also shockingly simple to make. Do you want to know how to do it? Continue reading. How to sew a pickup skirt. First, you need both your skirt and your lining. The length of your lining should be the same as the length of your finished skirt, plus seam allowances. Both the width and length of your skirt must be greater than or equal to the length of your lining. I made a circle skirt for the Henley skirt that was the same width as the lining at the waist, but much wider across the bottom to get the bubble form. My skirt was about 11 inches longer than the lining in the fairy tale seersucker dress and about 9 inches longer in the mountain laurel dress. My skirt was twice as broad as the lining in both outfits. In the photo above, the lining appears to be a straight skirt, but it was actually flared. You'll need enough space to walk around. Next, sew a gathering stitch around the bottom of the skirt. Gather it to fit the lining's bottom. Put the skirt inside the lining and pin the bottoms together with the skirt right side out and the lining wrong side out. Sew around the bottom. Remove the pin and turn the lining into the skirt's interior. Add netting between the layers for a poofier skirt, like the Henley skirt. I chose netting instead of tulle because it's available at the same fabric store but has larger holes and is stiffer. Now gather the skirt's top edge to match the lining's top edge. Sew the two pieces together. Tie to sew the skirt to the dress if it's part of a dress. Sew the waistband on if it's a skirt. Now, put the dress skirt on a dress form or hanger. It's preferable if you can see the drape while picking up the items. Pull up a chair, thread a hand sewing needle, and grab your pins. Picking up the skirt, moving it up, and pinning it to the lining is how you make a pickup. The lining should hang straight, but the top skirt should be gathered and attached to it. Put a pin in place, then let the top of the skirt hang over it. Continue picking up and placing pins, rotating the dress skirt. You can construct as many or as few poofs as you desire, and they can be as large or small as your skirt length allows. For bigger drapes, you need a longer skirt. I basically go through the motions of inserting and shifting pins till the skirt appears good to me. Now sew a few stitches in place of each pin using your threaded needle.